Good morning and welcome to Radio Rehab. Your host this morning will be Miss Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Warwick County Court Substance Abuse Program. Like all our talk programs, we encourage you to call in to 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. This is a brand new program that we hope you'll definitely enjoy. And now, Radio Rehab with Lisa Seif.
Good morning, Radio Rehab Tri-State. It's good to be here again today. I have an exceptional guest. His name is Ben Trockman. He has grown up in the Evansville community and has been exposed to alcohol and drug issues from inside his family to his friends' parents, in his schools, in his recreational and social life, everywhere. He's continued, thank God, to make good decisions around drugs and alcohol, but he's here today to share from the young adult perspective. We sometimes don't hear enough from our young adults in the community, so he's the expert today that I've invited to talk to us about being a young adult in this community around drug and alcohol issues. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It is awesome to have you. How are you, and have you thought anything about what we need to talk about this morning, what you want to share?
Well, first of all, I'm doing fantastic, and I really appreciate you having me on this morning. And you know, I'm here at your service for any questions. And you approach me with anything you've got, and I'll give you my best and honest answers.
Thank you. All right. When you were in high school or junior high, were you tempted or exposed to situations where you had to make a decision to drink or to drug or not? And how? What was that like?
Absolutely. You know, as a young adult, especially as a freshman in high school, I always told myself that I never wanted to drink, never do drugs. And over time, I was pressured more into doing things, and slowly I began trying new things. And
like when? High school, like junior high?
High school, never in junior high. My friends adapted, and they started using mostly alcohol, nothing else. And like I said, slowly, I fell into the trap and tried different things.
But here you were saying, and I wonder if we have to be aware of this as a community, you in your heart of hearts had made a decision to not drink. What changed?
You know, I'm not sure. I think everybody else around me was changing. And there was more pressure, like I said, to drink because more and more people were doing it. And if you didn't do it, people looked at you like you were different, like that is what you were supposed to do at the time.
So it's in every peer group. It's not just the jocks or the heads or the nerds. It's everywhere.
You know, in some groups it starts earlier than others, but everybody falls into the trap. I've noticed the people in high school that were always the ones that you would never believe would drink or abuse drugs. If they didn't do it in high school, in college, now they are. Wow. So everybody ends up trying it, even though maybe sometimes others take longer.
Do you think my God, the $20 billion a year is put into prevention kind of programs. Do you think, you're a young adult now, what do you think the message needs to be, or how can we address this, or can we? Is it just something we have to live with in our society?
You know, sometimes I believe that you're not going to prevent it. There's always going to be the young people that try it, and there is no way you're going to stop these people from trying it, but you've got to be aware, especially as a parent, some parents are less aware of what their kids are doing. And maybe as when the children were younger, they were exposed to more things.
Were you, as a young person, was there drugs and alcohol around in your environment? Or
not really, no. And I think that is why I grew up the way I did.
Not wanting to do it.
Not wanting to do it. And I have friends and close friends sometimes that grew up around it. And those are the ones that started earlier.
So that's interesting. So if it's in the environment, you're higher risk, definitely.
Yes, definitely.
Break the taboo earlier.
Yes, I think so.
When we talked on the phone, you said you had a best friend.
I do.
That you were dealing with his parent making bad choices and then...
Yeah, I think when they're exposed to it early, then it makes those children more accepting to it.
Because they've seen it in their parents.
Because they've seen it and they've grown up around it and it's, like I said, more accepted.
That's true. That's true.
You know, and I have friends from all over, all different aspects of growing up with no drugs and alcohol background to a lot. And it's just so interesting to see the difference between how they grow up and what happens as time goes on.
Well, it's interesting to me to hear you say that environment can play a role. Biology can too. That's a whole separate issue. But that environment, those kids that are raised in environments where the parents are into it are probably higher risk of trying it.
Yeah.
But eventually you're saying all of your friends and you are faced with making that decision.
We all are, yeah.
Do some not make that decision?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Not all kids do decide to drink or...
Oh, no. Not at all. You know, like I said, maybe they try it. Maybe
sure.
Everyone tries it.
You're all going to be faced with
but
that.
But some people decide, hey, this is not for me.
Right.
And then some people fall deeper into the trap. But,
So all young people are going to have to deal with that. What about when you graduated high school, Ben? You had a tragic last year of high school, but you've kept such an awesome attitude. Have you been tempted to drink or drug, or have your friends started to go that route since graduating?
Some have gone after graduation deeper into the trap, like I said. But I was not. That is not something I ever considered as an escape or as a way out. And I've never been like that.
What is your escape then? How do 20-year-olds escape if they don't drink or drug? Everybody has to get a happy hour once in a while, so to speak.
Well, sure, yeah. In the beginning, especially after my accident, I was much more tempted to get away and drink or do something to get my mind off. Mm-hmm. But now, as I grow up more and get older, there are much better ways to escape from problems, depression, anxiety, or whatever it might be.
Do you think, okay, definitely your accident plays a role in the way you see things, but you're such a positive person. Do you, to avoid depression, do you think for you and most guys your age, it takes a lot of work in your head and your attitude?
Oh, yeah.
It's easier to go get drunk probably, you know, to just numb out than...
Yeah, for me, since I depend after my accident on other people, I feel like I'm 35 now.
Mm.
I feel grown up. So I don't go down the route of solving my problems by drinking. I try to keep my mind off and keep working on something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it feels so good for me to go back to school. I have my escape, but it's something important.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just drinking my time away. It's I'm actually working towards a better life. And I'm putting my head into something important, not just getting distracted. I'm distracting myself with something that will be progressive.
Learning has become your buzz.
It really has. Since my accident, I don't know what has happened, but I've become a history buff and more interested in learning more about the community, about history, like I said. I'm more interested in political issues mm-hmm. and things that really matter. And I don't know what it was. Maybe I had more time to pay attention and keep my interest.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't out drinking or partying. But like I said, I've had to grow up. And now I really realize what the important things in life are. And I'm trying to head towards that direction.
Well, and you, with the history and politics and broadcasting, can definitely be a voice for young people.
And I would love to be.
Yeah, I think you're the expert.
Well, I don't know about expert, but I try.
You know, your dad, he's involved in the community, in the whole substance abuse arena as a judge. I'm involved. A lot of the adults around you are activists and advocates of something, but we don't know what it's like to be a 20-year-old or a 21, 22-year-old.
Yeah. Well, as growing up around people that were such a good influence and advocate of the right things,
mm-hmm.
maybe as a younger person, I didn't realize the importance. But now, I understand why my family has gone down the path and had the history that they have, because we know we can make a difference for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the satisfaction is the greatest thing.
Okay, awesome. When we come back, I want to talk to you about what it's like to, if there is pressure
Absolutely.
For you in having a dad that's so much everywhere in the community. And we had talked also earlier about how you've had to change your belief system about drinking and drug use. So when we come back from our break, I'd like us to talk more about that. So Radio Rehab, we're going to take a commercial right now. Don't forget, you can call anytime and ask Ben any question you want. Nothing's below the belt. Thanks.
Waiting
we'll be
for your calls.
Waiting for his calls and your calls. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Yeah, you listening to the radio. It's me again. Have you got that HIV test yet? As I mentioned before, if you have put yourself at risk by having unprotected sex with more than one person or used IV drugs, guess what? You've put yourself at risk for HIV. Make that appointment today by calling the Vandenberg County Health Department at 435-5683 or stop by 420 East Mulberry. It's that easy. Remember, everything is confidential. No one has to know you've gotten the test unless you tell them, so do it. What do you have to lose except maybe your life or your partner's life? When in doubt, get checked out.
Real psoriasis sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
The psoriasis on my knees, the itchiness can drive you crazy. I have tried everything. Dermarest is the best product I have ever used.
Dermarest psoriasis provides complete relief, removing scales, letting healthy skin grow. And now Dermarest is improved with a unique zinc complex that moisturizes and reduces redness. Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
Hello, Dermarest. Goodbye, psoriasis.
Now you can get the furniture, appliances, electronics, and computers you really want and leave your money at home. Only with Rent-A-Center's free until February 7th event. It's brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no credit needed, and no money down. So forget your wallet and forget your purse. But don't forget, it's free until February 7th. Only at Rent-A-Center. We make it easy to make it your own. This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 7th, 2009. Excludes TVs 37 inches or larger. See store for details.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative Substance Abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400, or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Well, good morning. We're back on Radio Rehab. It looks like we might have a call, Ben. Let me check.
Fantastic.
Are you there, caller? Hello? Is there a caller there? Okay. If not, we'll just keep our discussion.
I'm very disappointing.
Maybe people just like hearing what you have to say and aren't calling in. You know, we were talking about how you've watched some of your friends kind of go left while you're trying to stay right. How do you deal with that? Do you confront your friends about their
Absolutely
drinking?
Absolutely, I do. I feel like I want to be the big friend, the big brother. And I confront them with the issues, and I think they look at me as a big brother. And I try to do and say the right things without being a parent, but being a friend that cares and try to lead them in the right direction.
So you have to sometimes be honest with them about
Absolutely. Confront them with the issue. Tell them what's going on and maybe give them my opinion. And for the most part, they...
Well, now we do have a caller.
Oh, fantastic.
Hold on. Yes, caller. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I do have a question, Ben. I know that there's a lot of intervention programs out there, and primarily you hear about them for adults, but I would be curious as to what type of program does he think attract the interest and would be effective for the youth, for high schoolers and college students who are perhaps dealing with alcoholism?
Great question, caller. Thank you, Ben.
How do we
intervene there with young people?
And you know, I don't know if young people would be so accepting to go to such a intervention or a counseling kind of program. But I think if you had a group therapy, something like a comfortable auditorium, like where everybody sits in a circle and just speaks, and there's a comfortable person speaking, that people, our young people, would be more accepting and more willing to speak and hear. Whenever, you know, young people are not willing to say, hey, I have a problem, I need to go see a counselor, I need to go to rehab. But if we had a comfortable feeling with maybe someone closer to our age, you know, you go to a older person speaking to young people, they just blow you off and don't feel, like I said, very comfortable about speaking out. Maybe some listen, most don't.
So smaller groups where peers can be open with each other. I know Youth First has social workers in the schools that do some of that. And you're right, there is this sense of camaraderie in a group where if one's honest, someone else will say, yeah, I've tried that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when you have maybe an older person in the group that is more of a guardian monotone speaker, the young people will just blow you off and not listen.
So we need to concentrate with young people more in groups than expect them
setting.
In individual counseling.
Individual counseling, I think, as a young adult, they will not be willing to go there. Or when they get there, won't be comfortable sharing their feeling.
Right.
You put them in a smaller group.
Okay.
Smaller group with someone more comfortable speaking.
So smaller groups for young people, caller, and an adult that really knows how to energize the group.
Or maybe
to get
a
honest.
Younger adult.
Or a younger adult. Or, yeah, whoever's leading the group needs
Someone
to know how to energize the kids.
Feeling.
Yeah. Awesome. That's an interesting way to look at it, because we always spend so much energy individual counseling or individual sessions where with substance abuse, group does work best.
I would think that just because younger adults are not willing to go there, you put them in the comfortable setting where maybe it's in the school and you don't have to go outside.
Yeah. People you got the captive audience right there.
Exactly.
Well, and like drug court. I mean, if your dad has seen people individually year after year in court, but when you get a group like drug court, that drug court session, it's a community.
That's right. People feel more comfortable.
And less isolated and alone.
Absolutely, yes.
Do you think young people deep down realize when they have a problem but just don't want to talk about it? Kind of like adults, we think we're different, we're unique, let's not tell anybody what's going on with us.
Probably not. I would say maybe until you get older.
So they don't even realize they're in trouble.
I wouldn't think so. There's a lot of people that will just say, hey, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm this age. That's what everyone's doing. It's okay.
Yeah.
So.
But you as a friend, your main message, it sounds like, is don't ignore it. If you see a friend, oh, another caller. Here we go. Ben, hold on. You're popular today.
Oh, man.
Yes, caller. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Just a question for Ben. If you had to tell young people, seems like they're drinking at an earlier age now, and maybe they're not. Maybe it was going on when we were growing up, but if you had a message for them, what would you say to them?
Thank you, caller Marvelline. You want to know what Ben would say as a young person to another young person? What would you say? What do you say when you know it's your friend from...
My friends, maybe I speak to my friends, and I speak candidly. I don't speak as an adult or an advisor. I say, I care about you. I'm worried about what's going on, and I'm observing your actions, and I never tell anyone that it'll make them feel diminished or small. I want my friends, my peers, whoever it might be, to seem like I'm reaching out emotionally and tell them not that you must stop, but slow down. You know, it's a concerning thing. I'm not saying you have a problem, but I don't want you to head that way.
So it sounds like you approach your friends very non-judgmentally.
Absolutely. And I try to make the comfortable feeling, not uncomfortable.
So we adults need to do that too, don't we?
Yes.
Make it comfortable before we hit someone up.
Yeah,
with
you
a confrontation.
You can't tell maybe your son or daughter a lie and say, hey, I've never done this, you cannot do this. Maybe you tell them the truth and make them, your child, feel more accepted and more comfortable by saying, I understand what you're going through. I've been there, but I want to help. Not look down upon them and point your finger. But to embrace.
Wow, what a concept.
I think that would make your child feel more comfortable sharing their feelings and letting out their emotions. And maybe you solve some problems along the way.
So being open, empowering, non-judgmental, but yet let them know that you're concerned, that you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. You give them your expert, older opinion that has been through these things, but still give the emotional attachment. And like I said, don't point your finger.
Yeah.
Embrace, but give a good attitude.
How do you keep your good attitude?
Who knows?
Wow, you have an incredible attitude.
Well, I try to do my best. Keep a good spirit, you know?
Yes.
You have one life to live, no matter what happens. And I've had some traumatic things, and I'm not going to sit around feeling sorry for myself, because no one else is going to sit around and feel sorry for me either. So I'm just going to keep working hard. I know that no matter what happens, and my situation has put me in a tough spot, but you know what? I've made it through it. And I'm going to keep fighting, and I'm going to do the right thing. And I feel like since I'm still here, I'm going to do my best to help others. I mean, I'd love to be a part of the community and to deal with hard issues, because I've had so many people help me along the way, and I want to give back. And I've seen so many different things, especially in the medical field and hospitals. And I feel like I have a great background in that, not only with the hospitals themselves, but like I said, the people. They helped me. I should help them.
Well, it's obvious, absent of the scientific medical issues, your attitude is so incredible and humbling for me to see. You have such an awesome attitude. You know, and your dad, my judge, we always are telling the addict and alcoholic, quit feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there saying, I can't feel sorry for myself.
Absolutely not. You know, there are people, and I'm in a bad situation, but there's people in a lot worse situations. I've seen young kids, 2, 4 years old, suffering. And, you know, when I had my accident at 17 years old.
It'll be 3 years, won't it, in March?
It's almost 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. And you're making such a difference.
Well, you know, like I said, I've seen these young kids, and I've lived a life. These young kids haven't lived a life. And there's people like maybe the drug and alcohol abusers that feel sorry for themselves. You know what I say is go to a hospital and look at one of these young kids that haven't lived a life, and they're confronted with a life-threatening issue. These people have a chance to make a life for themselves. Look at these young kids. They have no idea. You can fight through anything. You can make a difference. The people, you have a will to make it through.
And you definitely need to be a voice in this community. And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And here you are, the next generation.
That's a good tree.
It's a good tree, and you're ready to make it a better tree for the rest of the neighborhoods in our community. Ben, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Will you come back?
I would love to come back.
I think you can be an incredible voice for the young adult in our community. And that's, you know, like our caller said, both of them, that's a generation of young people we need to talk to. We go into the high schools and the middle schools, but the young adult, the 20-year-olds, wow, we need a voice for them, and you would be an incredible voice.
Well,
for
people
them.
Feel, especially young people, feel more comfortable talking to someone
Absolutely.
Their age, and I would be very willing to help anyone or Well, help maybe give a little opinion, maybe just be there to listen.
That's what a lot of people need. And your honesty, you being willing to be honest with them and say, hey, you're being self-destructive, instead of, oh, it's okay.
Yeah,
you lied to your mom, so what?
I'm not afraid to be stern, but I'm very...
fair.
Very open.
Yeah.
Embracing.
Good. That's obvious. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, I hate to have to end this. It goes so fast. Ben will be back, for sure, to this show.
I would love to be back. I would love to.
And if you still have calls, please call. Ben will personally answer your calls, even though it may not be on air. You can also look on the website, www.lisaseifcares.net, and get Ben on the podcast by the middle of next week. So there are people and resources in the community to talk to the young people. Don't hesitate to call. And maybe not, we don't even need to, after talking to you, Ben, we don't need to wait for people to call. Maybe we need to just go there and let them know we'll listen. Well, thank you. It's an exciting time in our community right now, and thank you, Ben, for coming. I'm glad you're part of our community and part of the change that we're going to see happen here shortly in the future.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Radio Rehab. Until next week, don't forget to do the next right thing.
The Pump, 1400 AM, WEOA, Evansville, Henderson.